Son, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm dead. Sorry for dying, but all the information you'll need for life is right here on this show. My friends Sean and Scott are here. We're going to talk about everything from girls, history, money, power tools. We'll even talk about how to check your testicles for lumps. You'll be fine. It'll be just like having a dad. Just pretend that I went out for smokes.
No, we're good. We're gonna actually do the episode. We're gonna jump right into it. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Out for Smokes. Today's America, huh? it's been a dark day in American. It's been a dark couple days in American history. I remember when RBG died. You know, it was my wedding day. We all kind of laughed, you know, because it was funny. We didn't think that it would get like bad. We didn't think that you know, Roe v. Wade would be overturned, and it was. And to discuss this, we have our first girl guest, very funny comedian, host of the Reply Guys podcast with Julia Clara. Kate Willett is on today.
Hello.
And yeah, you know, abortion, everybody. It's no good. I mean, it is good. It is good. Taking away the right to
isn't
do it.
Good. That's like the interesting thing about abortion. It's like it is necessary, yes, but you don't walk around going like, it is good though. Of course, it's good, but it's not like the cool. You know, when you say good, you go like, I don't mean cool.
It's a
thing that should happen.
I think of it like other medical procedures.
Yes,
like
exactly. You don't go good. You go, oh, it's a medical procedure. Never good, but let's go ahead with it.
Yeah, it's like if you need to, you know, have whatever other kind of pill or surgery or whatever,
sure.
It's just you got to.
No, what's good is hearing your child's heartbeat for the first time. I mean, that's actually what's good
well,
in the world. But
I think it's like, okay, so I know that you're not being serious, but I think that it kind of leads to an important point, which is like, even if you really want to have a kid and you're pregnant or, you know, your partner's pregnant, it's like really dangerous to live in these states that don't have abortion legal because like shit can go wrong and people who don't want to have abortions can medically need them to save their own lives.
And then the unwanted babies are going to beat up your kid because
they're
going to be angry. And
Yeah, Mike, you could end up with an unwanted third child because of this ruling.
Yeah,
exactly.
Most people who have abortions statistically already have children. And the most common reason is that they can't afford to have more children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know a lot about, I can't afford the one I have. Which brings us just some quick housekeeping. I'm almost ready to kill myself. So if you guys don't mind.
I walked in today. I see Deb. I see Mike. I said, "How was the vacation?" And I don't think you guys answered me.
No, well, it wasn't good.
Yeah,
it was
I think
dog shit.
Just changed the subject quickly.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got ripped off the Airbnb. You weren't allowed to have the air conditioning on during the day. So you know how vacation, like you go to the beach. You go to the beach, and then like the beach is nice, but you come home, you want to chill out a little bit. You know, like you want to just like relax in your wherever you're staying, your hotel room or whatever. This place, we couldn't turn the air conditioner on until like 8 o'clock at night. So we just had to sit in the heat.
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's like a cucking situation.
Yeah.
That's a different thing. That's
Airbnb
so odd.
Airbnb sucks. Like
you
hotels are so much better, in my opinion.
I know. I did feel very cucked.
Yeah, that's very. I guess it is. I had to wash dishes, but I guess that's fair, right?
Hmm?
No, but
your own dishes are like a bunch of dishes.
No, I think there was a few dishes there that weren't mine.
That were already
That's
used.
Not
yeah.
supposed to be that way.
Yeah. I also found a condom. I only used Airbnb once in Boston, and we found a condom immediately.
Well,
yeah.
Now
we still
that
stayed.
Roe versus Wade has been struck down, who knows?
Yeah.
You might need it.
Yeah, they're about
it,
to be illegal,
right.
actually.
Yeah.
That's a used condom.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Multi-use condom,
yes.
maybe. Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah. Well, I know when I found out about this ruling, I was like, fuck.
Were you,
fuck.
Mike? What happened?
What?
What were you like?
I was like, God damn it.
Yeah, I know.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should be more appreciative of that Airbnb owner who put through all that effort to set up the hidden cameras in the bedroom that exactly. you and Deb were in.
Exactly.
To,
they're allowed
Well, luckily, that guy was disappointed.
Wait, aren't Airbnbs are legally allowed to record, right?
Are they? That's disgusting.
I don't know. I just said that. I shouldn't be saying things into recordings. I forget that all the time that people listen. You can't just, like, it's not just us hanging out and you go, okay, cool. Yeah. But I think Airbnbs are allowed to record you.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true, but I wouldn't. I mean, there's so much fucking surveillance right now that I fully, like, would not be surprised.
I think the doorbell should be illegal for them. Like, I don't think there should
the
be.
The Ring doorbell?
The Ring doorbell. If you have, if you everybody on the fucking block has one, it's, yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
It's gross. I don't you like it. And they catch all the conversations. And so there's a lot to it that I don't like, especially the gossip, I think. You know? You don't get to gossip in your neighborhood. You don't get to look at a house and go, ew, I heard a fucking perv lives there. Because the perv heard you, the guy who's not a perv, right. But you just want to talk shit about him, is listening to you. You know? That
everyone's
sucks.
Suing each other.
Yeah, you know how you talk shit? You go, look at this old hag's house.
Of course.
And then she hears you this time now.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, it sucks. That's not fair.
You want to know a real surveillance thing that's really fucked up? Okay, so there's these apps that you can use to track your period if you have a period.
Yes, my woman has one, and I've been told she has to delete it.
Yeah, because there's
has one.
Has one. She got, they say delete it.
So
that and her ex's phone numbers. Like fucking delete them.
There's like a huge, huge concern about like governments being able to get the data from these apps to be able to track who's having abortions, like by mail or whatever. So
how would they know, right? I mean, periods are super complicated. They're just, it's like that feels very, what is that,
Scott,
Minority Report with Tom Cruise where they show up at your house and catch you before you abort?
I mean,
or whatever,
it probably would, you know, be like a thing where there's like suspicion, you know, and then they would have to like do other things to convict.
Is this true? Because I've heard this a lot, that they go now that, you know, it could be illegal in some states. Some people go like, oh, now your body's a crime scene and now will they investigate you? That's not true, right?
Man, I mean,
like, if you have an abortion, they're not going to like, I mean, what exactly happens?
I don't know
if you have a miscarriage. That's what it is, right? If there's a miscarriage, they might have to look into it, because what if you try to abort it illegally?
They've already thrown people in jail for
miscarriages. They do that.
Yeah, it's already happening. Yeah. Which is very sad.
The people that were thrown in jail, how did they do the miscarriage?
Well, so, you know, I think, I don't know. I mean, there's different cases, but kind of a lot of cases, not like thousands, but I think there's been, don't quote me on this, but like, I think a couple hundred. I don't know.
Yeah.
Look it up for real, because I'm not 100% positive about the data point. But like, you know, in some cases, there was one woman who recently got, the charge was dropped because, there was so much public outcry, I think, but she was charged for murder for a miscarriage. Because, you know, the state can make, you know, different, you know, like, did you use drugs, did you drink or whatever? And, you know, they're like looking into your whole life.
So the roller coaster with the ex and the pregnant lady, it's literally illegal. It's not a recommendation. Like, the cops could, if you go, no, I don't care, I still want to ride the roller coaster,
the cops
show up and go like, lady, what are you doing? You can't.
It's all
new. Go, that's what Six Flags says, not the state of New Jersey.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You don't know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like that. I mean, what if that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think a lot of this stuff, like, nobody really 100% knows for sure what's going to happen.
That's the real issue.
And
that's why it sucks so much ass, because since it is so confusing, they're just going to make up some shit anyway.
Yeah, but we do know that they will throw people in jail for miscarriages, because it's already gone down that way. And the thing about the abortion pill is there's no way to tell, like, medically if you take the pill orally. You could also put the, like, abortion drugs, and obviously you have to, like, follow the instructions with your specific, you know, package or whatever, but you can also insert them into your vagina. There might be like suppositories or whatever. Yeah, you could put tampons up there.
Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And so
I should have said that.
They can.
You not say vagina
I'm
on the
sorry.
Podcast?
So I feel like there's probably.
Why did you bleep out me saying vagina?
There's probably no women who are listening to this podcast for abortion information, but just in case, it is medically possible to tell if you take the medicine vaginally, but orally, there's no way that they can tell. So it's just like, it just looks like it's an abortion, but
unless you swallow a sword,
let's say you come to the hospital or whatever. And, you know, usually these pills are really safe. Yeah. Like, for most people, it goes absolutely fine. In-person medical intervention is not necessary. But occasionally it is, right? So then you go to a doctor for the bleeding. And then, you know, when they're determining if it's a miscarriage, then that's where the potential is to start looking at your data and your Google searches and your phone and, you know, to get, like, that is most likely where the serious invasion of privacy would happen.
This is a bad time to say that we're now sponsored by an abortion bounty service.
$10,000 yeah, people can narc on you too.
Abortion bounty hunter?
Yeah, no, you can get like $10,000. I think it's like a $10,000 bounty for reporting someone for seeking an abortion in Texas.
Man, Sean's hanging out with female comedians a lot now.
Yeah.
asking them about their personal lives.
Just like finding the person with like a boyfriend who just looks like he's a fucking
Sean, where'd you get those Gucci
dog?
Sunglasses?
Sean, did you buy a Porsche?
Completely changes. He's wearing like a gold. He's wearing like a shiny shirt. Oh, that's a new look for you, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kate, our audience is largely misogynistic, so you should probably start by just explaining to them why you deserve to have rights.
So, you know, I'm a woman. I'm really sorry. I'll put it to you this way. I'll talk directly to the boys, which is that I think the calculation on like if you're a woman, I think the calculation on like if you would fuck a guy is so different if you would have to keep that baby. You know, women are just gonna, I think, in these states, be so much less down for sex. I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting. I mean, if you're a guy who likes to, if you're a straight guy who likes to fuck, definitely you should be upset about this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Main takeaway: women hate condoms. That's what I've learned. Condoms aren't even discussed anymore.
People
like refuse. Like, really, it's not even. Remember, like, no. What I'm saying is, remember, you're in school. You go like, oh, a condom.
Yeah.
The cure for everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like you hit like 28, and it's like so anti-condom. People think they suck. They're for losers. Women act like their pussy can't feel dick, and their dicks can't feel pussy. It's like a lie. I think it's a lie. It's like condoms rule.
They can be fine.
People can use condoms. Yeah. Shit, these dirty fucking pigs, men and women. In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like, we're a con. Who wants to fuck someone who lives in Brooklyn?
When I was in
middle school, it's disgusting. There was
this kid, Jose Diaz, who sat behind me in history class, and one day he just goes, Mike, he's like, check it out. He's just holding a condom. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, where'd you get that? He's like, you should talk to Sergio. Sergio, I got mad condoms.
I've had a couple condoms break, though. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I was having sex with this one guy.
Nice.
And we were like kind of seeing each other for a while, but we were at Burning Man. I know this is probably not helping with the stereotype that your listeners have of women, but we were having sex and the condom broke at Burning Man. And then, you know, you can take Plan B if that happens now, and that's a good idea to do. If you
doesn't always
one
work
of these
though.
States. But yeah, and also Plan B. You know, it has a lot of, like, it's only, I think, medically indicated for people, like, below a certain weight, which is, like, it's not that high of a weight or something.
And you shouldn't take a lot. It's, like, very bad for you. It, like, nukes you, right?
It's not that bad for you, no. It's basically taking a really high dose of birth control. It feels bad. Like, it's, like, it's not really dangerous. But it makes your body induces a period almost, and there's a weight max to it. Yeah, there's a weight max.
Good thing I never needed Plan B between 2007 and 2010.
Well, yeah, and you can't if you're like above the weight max, you can take it. It's not unsafe, but it's like less effective. So, you know, I mean, there's definitely like other forms of birth control.
That really sucks that they outlawed abortion in the fattest country on earth. Huh?
Yeah.
Just imagine you're like Forrest Gump, some 600-pound woman's coming up to you being like, I named him Mike Jr. and she's got some fat kid.
And do you think it comes down to these states really feeling like it would be so against God's wishes if they were to do a thing like this, and our state feels this way? Do you think that's what's happening?
No, I think it's a little more complicated. Yeah. I think that there are people in those states who feel that way.
Sure.
I mean, this is not a new point, but basically the Republican Party offers nothing to a lot of the people who vote for them, you know, yeah. Like it. I mean, like, you know, and so to like kind of throw that segment of their base like red meat in terms of like banning abortion, like that's how they get through all these tax cuts for corporations, you know.
Those people vote.
Yeah, because nobody like if you just run on the platform that says, hey, I want to give some tax cuts to corporations, people are like, fuck you know, I don't care about that.
Yeah, they're very like Elvis. I feel like all these people who vote this way also have gone to I've gone to Graceland, but I mean, they've gone to Graceland and then also went and voted, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Yeah. Like, I
they're watching Elvis shake his dick and they're like, this is the greatest moment of my life. But by the way, is that why Elvis got famous? He just shook his dick around?
No, the songs are beautiful and he's a very
they're stolen
attractive
from black
man.
People.
That's, I mean, he's just singing songs that were, yeah, they were popular. It's not like he didn't like steal black people's songs. He recorded popular songs of the time that were also recorded by white people and black people.
So you're an, like a style. You're an Elvis apologist is what you're saying.
No, I'm not an Elvis apologist. I just understand like he wasn't, you know, he wasn't like anti-black or anything. He wasn't like sneaking around, you know. There wasn't like evil studio influence when it came to Elvis where they were like, let's black it up, Elvis. Like he was a kid who grew up loving the shit and it worked out that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was more evil. Sounds because pretty. Black people weren't like, so it's kind of like Eminem, right? Except black people were famous at rap before Eminem.
Right.
It's like that, except no black people were famous at rock and roll before Elvis. Well, you know, a few
so
were.
So what Eminem did was much harder.
A few were, though. That's true, too. Chuck Berry was, you know, Little Richard. Like, these guys were out.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of the closet, but out. Little Richard. Little Richard is a gay man. Is he still alive? He's still alive, too.
No, he passed away a couple years ago.
Like a week ago, right?
Like a week ago.
Yeah, it was recently.
I think like 2 years ago.
Okay,
right. Yeah, they had to take him out before they could overrule abortion. He was the last thing standing in the way.
He was just, in 1950, he was like, oh, pussy. I love pussy.
Woo!
But yeah, like, it's interesting, like, your point, Kate, because I didn't think they would ever actually overrule Roe versus Wade. I thought they would just kind of chip away at it to where the point where it functionally didn't exist anymore, but it was, like, officially on the books. And, like, if you look at the Supreme Court opinion, the Chief Justice John Roberts, he's kind of more of, like, an institutional conservative where he wants to, like, protect the Supreme Court, protect it as an institution. So he did a concurrence where he, like, upheld the Mississippi law that was at the core of this entire thing. But he didn't, like, formally overrule Roe versus Wade. It was just the other psychos that Trump appointed. They overruled it. And the reason I didn't think they would do that is because the Supreme Court functions very well as essentially a de facto legislative body for the business community in this country. That's how they got Citizens United and all that stuff.
Right.
And so it's kind of a weird situation where when you actually overturn Roe versus Wade, a lot of, I think, regular Democrat voters are going to think, oh, man, the Supreme Court, that's bullshit. We don't believe in that anymore. Yeah. This is not a real judicial body.
To your point, didn't Neil Gorsuch make some ruling where like some trucker like abandoned his cargo and he ruled that the trucker was like responsible for that?
I hadn't heard about that, but it does make sense. Yes.
Yeah,
it is amazing that these huge famous cases are just regular, like they start out it's just regular people. Like Roe v. Wade was the woman, her name's not Roe, it's what's her real name, she's got a real name,
I think her last name really is Roe.
No, it's Jane Roe, but it's like a pseudonym.
Oh,
is that
okay.
What it is?
Yeah, yeah,
it's
I don't Jane Roe.
But she's just some lady who had three kids, and she's like, I don't want another one. Or she had two kids, and she didn't want another one, and she had the third one, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the case. What? That's crazy to go through that case knowing you're going to have the fucking kid.
And then you want to know what's weirder is she became like a pro-life activist.
But then I heard she said she got paid for it.
Oh yeah, I think
yeah,
she
some
did.
Shady
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah,
this trashy bitch. She like imagine you're like at the time, you know, you're like, look, I want to get rid of, I don't want a kid, and they're like, well, it's illegal here, and it's like 1971 at the time,
yeah.
And so you just go, ah, fuck, right? But she's like, no, I have time, and she does
well,
it, and she
look,
sticks with it.
This
That's
probably
crazy.
Will be a right-wing podcast very soon if we get offered any amount of money.
Peter Thiel. Yeah.
I think what we'll do is we'll start off talking about how Scott and I dropped out of college. We both dropped out of the same college. Oh, and then so we'll just be like anti-college activists. And then Sean can jump on as like a...
Right.
Yeah, we got to get we'll college start a nice little right-wing, I forget they exist grift. All the time.
Yeah. If you give us $10,000, we'll play Fetal Heartbeats in the middle of the podcast. Yeah, yeah. Be like, you want to kill this? Yeah. Murdering whores?
I think it's... I mean, I definitely thought that they would overturn Roe versus Wade. It's a... You know, there's been like a conservative legal strategy to do that for a while. And in terms of like the, you know, backlash to it or whatever, I mean, it's so like there being like a huge public backlash, there will be, but it does it really do anything? I don't want to be like discouraging people, but I think in the minds of like the, you know, the ruling class that did this, you know, it doesn't matter if there's like a backlash because, you know, there are things that they could do to reduce the power of the Supreme Court, but like Congress will not do them. You know,
I feel like even if you kill a couple Supreme Court justices, Biden's going to appoint like two conservatives. If you kill three conservative justices, he'll appoint like two conservatives just like to be fair or whatever.
Let's make sure to leave in the Ben screaming in the background to convince more of our listeners to become pro-choice.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. Is it a problem?
No,
for you?
No. I like.
No, it adds, I think he's
it adds
so
color.
Cool.
No, I love your son. I love your son. It adds color. You know, it's like this is a working class podcast. We don't have a professional studio. We're like we're fucking lunch pail podcasters here, and that gives us the authenticity and the connection to the common man or woman.
Yep. Just a screaming unwanted baby in the other room.
Yeah.
Oh, also the lady Jane Roe, whatever her real name is, she died at the age of 69, which is kind of funny.
Nice.
That's kind of funny, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Party to the end.
Why do people laugh when that number gets brought up?
Because it's a silly number.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't even laugh because I go, oh, the position. I go like, oh, the invention of the position. Like, the idea of it being funny is funny to me. Like, the calling of it is funny. I think, you know, it's just all so absurd.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing at the move. I'm laughing at the invention of calling it a move at all instead of just, oh, I'm sucking your dick and you're licking my pussy. You know? Like, you want to suck my dick while I lick your pussy? But then someone's like, you want a 69? You're like, explain that to me.
Some guy's eating pussy. He's like, you know what this looks like?
Yeah, and then he drew it on a piece of paper. He's like that. And she's like, all right, I guess we could call it that.
She's like, Gerald.
Just don't tell our friends. And then he tells all their friends are at the fucking party. I heard you 69 last night.
Gerald, can you stop thinking about math? Just one time. All you ever think about is math.
Yeah.
I'm horny.
Yeah, the only way you can come if she's a 9.
Yeah. You
know, it was a beautiful mind. A beautiful mind, what it was about.
It was the first time Stephen Hawking got his dick sucked and he could only think about math.
Yeah. Do you know what this looks like to be?
But I have some facts, if we want some facts.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
read, you know, some New York Times articles. Like, so the actual ruling, the Supreme Court ruled, it's called Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. And that was Jackson's Women's Health Organization is still the last abortion clinic operating in Mississippi. You know, one of the most conservative states in the union. It's the last abortion clinic there, and Mississippi passed this law that banned all abortion after 15 weeks. Of course, you know, Jackson's Women Health Organization sued the Mississippi State Attorney General. This went to, you know, the district courts. They all upheld it and said, you know, Roe versus Wade, Casey v. Planned Parenthood, this is settled law. They appealed to the Supreme Court, and then 6-3, the Supreme Court overruled not only Roe versus Wade, which is the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion and made it a constitutional right in the United States, but the 1992 ruling is Casey versus Planned Parenthood, and that also upheld Roe, but it essentially said that you can't ban abortion until the fetus is viable. After about 24 weeks is when they, at the time, determined a fetus is, like, viable. It could potentially survive outside of the womb.
Well, Casey rolled the protections back, right? Because it added this thing where they said states can restrict abortion, but they can't, you know, they can't make an undue burden on the person seeking an abortion. But that's very, you know, that's very nebulous. What an undue burden is. So all the, for a while, these states
now
have
for
been,
people like Scott who don't know what does nebulous mean.
Up in the air, you can interpret it like a lot of different ways. Yeah. So for a long time, the like abortion like legislative fight has been trying to kind of get different things to not be considered like an undue burden, like having to travel really far, having to get a vaginal ultrasound, which is this crazy shit where they like stick this dildo camera up you for literally no medical reason whatsoever.
Mm. Oh, really? There's no medical reason to do it? It's just kind of
fuckery. We're trying to get the dildo camera to sponsor our show.
Yeah.
It's just one of the levels you have to go through.
Yeah, no, it's just to make you feel bad and humiliate you. And what I mean, vaginal ultrasounds can be necessary sometimes, you know, but for medical reasons. But in the case of you're just seeking an abortion, there's no reason that you need it.
The dildo cam would be a pretty good first person shooter, though.
Yeah.
I'd play that.
All right, John, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
How about a version of Honey, I Shrunk? Honey, I Shrunk Myself. And abortion's been outlawed, so Rick Moranis has to shrink himself and go into his wife's vagina and kill
the kid.
And kill the baby.
There's like a fist fight video scene at the end of it.
Yeah, it's like a video game.
It's like the end of The Northmen where they're fighting in a volcano.
Spoiler alert.
Anyways.
But I don't know. Does it feel like there's nothing new to say about this stuff? It just kind of feels like the same, you know, the same talking points.
Well, I guess it's a matter of what happens next. Like, but what actually does happen? So these states that are going, if you come here, we will not assist in any, we will not assist in any investigation about an abortion.
Right. California is going to put a constitutional amendment to affirm the right to the abortion. Probably Washington State and some other Democratic states will do the same. And then, like, in terms of what happens next, you know, the estimate is that about 25 or about half the states are probably going to either ban or severely restrict abortion. Like, as of, like, June 24, 2022, according to the New York Times, 9 states now ban abortion. Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Utah, and Wisconsin. And then, like, the actual laws.
I wonder what Bette Midler's saying about those states right now that she can't tweet.
The actual laws, like, vary from state to state. So it's like, you know, some of them are very extreme, like particularly Georgia is a 6-week ban. Like, the length of time, like, you know, Florida is they ban abortion after 15 weeks. Georgia is saying 6 weeks. And it's like a fucking capital felony murder charge.
Yeah.
That's
like,
insane.
You can get life in prison. Which is, like, I mean, it's insane.
They just don't understand pussy, right? Like, that's literally all that is. Because 6 weeks is, how would you even, some women don't even know they're pregnant
right.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, so that's just, like, that entire state being like, we don't understand how pussy works, and we'll kill you if you fucking question us.
Here's some really bad ones. So, Louisiana, the only exception is pregnant person's life is in danger, not accepted for, no exceptions for rape or incest. Just fucked up.
Do you think it's weird that they always say rape or incest? Because it's like to make that distinction? Because, like, is anyone going to the abortion clinic like, yeah, so I told my grandpa not to come in me?
Like, did your grandfather rape you? You're like,
no, he would never.
I made passionate love with my grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably like some, I don't know, man. There's probably places where like first cousins are fucking and they're like, you know.
I don't know if that's incest, though. It's actually legal
that's
to marry
love,
your cousin. That's in love, yeah. That's the sweetest forbidden love that there is. that's not frowned upon by God. Love. Yeah.
Well, okay, what about like, okay, so you know how Amsterdam, right? The things that are legal in Amsterdam are legal other places, and I think they should be legal everywhere. But there's something really appealing about going to Amsterdam, and oh my God, it's so cool for these reasons. Can there be a place like that for abortion in America where you're like, oh my God, we go here, and it's like, this is where all the girls are getting their abortions. It's easier than everywhere else. Does that exist
anywhere?
It's
like Branson, Missouri, but of...
You can get weed easier certain places than, you know, and like, so are there places where abortion is just like way easier than other places?
A lot of people are going to Illinois because it's close, like it's close to a lot of states that have banned abortion, and abortion is legal in Illinois, but... it's like a fucking disaster right now because they're so backlogged.
They're coming from in every end.
Yeah, like the clinics, like it's like fucking 4-week wait time, and you know, it's like there can, I mean, I'm sure that there will be additional like infrastructure that is set up, you know, to accommodate people, but there isn't right now. And also, you know, there's just like a giant shortage of doctors in this country in general. And, you know, it's a lot. I mean, some medical schools don't even have like abortion as the thing that they teach. And it's not like super easy to just get a bunch of new doctors in clinics, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of pathetic. Like, you know, the new hip thing among coke addicts in Dimes Square, Manhattan is to pretend to be like, you know, trad Christians or whatever.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Yeah. And these people, you know, they're all like doing drugs, living in the big city, having casual sex. And most of them have had abortions, to be honest. But it's just like this is how pathetic our culture has become, that this has become an entire branding exercise to be like, to, you know, if you don't outright condemn abortion, you're at least like, I'm not going to comment on this because I don't want to alienate this fucking psychotic audience I've built up.
Oh, wait, there's people like this? In the city?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few, yes. It's like, it's a very, let's say it's a micro scene, but it is okay. Like, it mostly exists on Twitter, but that is like, it's a demographic that does make money off of being, you know, e-influencers or whatever. And it's just something where it's like, it horrifies me as much as I would joke about it and try to keep it light on a comedy podcast. But the reality of this is poor women are going to die and go to prison. And that's like, you know, in terms of what might actually change things is like, yeah, when the bodies start piling up, when you get these news stories about these women who were like, you know, go to prison or die, and you know they wouldn't have been able to give birth anyways because you know the pregnancy wasn't viable or whatever else. I mean, there's going to be so many of these fucking stories, and it's just really tragic and horrific.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, thank you for saying that, and also like I think that there's like, so there definitely will be a lot of people that can, one, get the pill, which is very safe, and you can use it till like 10 or 11 weeks. Most of the time, nothing goes wrong, and you'll be able to get it in the mail. And the FDA, I think, is making it, either has or is making it easier to get. But, you know, if you go on abortionaccessfront.com, that's an organization that has a lot of information available about the abortion pill online. So that's a good option. It's not like the coat hanger shit. Two, a lot of people will be able to travel, but, you know, there's going to be a certain amount of people that won't, either because, as Sean mentioned, the money for travel, although, like, abortion funds are getting a lot of donations right now and are really helpful. For me, I'm really worried about pregnant minors. Like, and as you mentioned, this is very upsetting, but, like, a lot of people are, you know, assaulted by family members and stuff. Like, there's a, and
what if you're assaulted by Dopey from Snow White?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, you got like pregnant 11-year-olds. You can't bring an 11, it's illegal yeah. unless your parents to bring an 11-year-old across state lines. So Jesus. If you're like, if you're a kid and you're
crazy,
pregnant,
because how do you change that though, right? You go keep them in the state. If you're not their parent, you can't take them out.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're that's a very fucked group of people. It's like underage people that won't necessarily be able to leave the state. And two, a lot
and
of them,
they're just gonna have these babies, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when they're kids themselves, it's really sad and disgusting. And another group of people that is for sure gonna be really fucked is a lot of the time when something goes wrong in like a wanted pregnancy, like, you know, it's far along or whatever, you know, or a little further along, like when people need medical intervention, it has to be like a split second thing. And, you know, there are exceptions for like life of the mother in a lot of these laws, but like who determines that is right. going to be very hard, because one, like, you know, doctors, if they're risking, you know, felony charges, are probably going to err on the side of not doing the abortion. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's.
Yeah, I think when my mother was born, let's just say it was at like St. Joe's Hospital. And the idea was, you know, at this hospital, we save the child. Kinda,
yeah.
You know,
because a lot of Catholic hospitals exactly.
Over,
like
over the mother.
Yeah. Back, you know, yeah. They had, back and back then, you know, the choice was it was way more often than it is now.
Yeah.
And it still happens now. But yeah.
So. They just they save the child and they just toss the baby out.
Yeah.
With a pile of other babies.
Yeah, that's really true. And also like.
Also so hard to raise a kid when you have no money, from what I hear. You know,
and that's the fucked up thing. It's like there's no
what I hear.
There's no welfare state in the United States, so it's like
feed it Cheetos for dinner.
Right, we're just gonna have people getting charged with felony murder because they can't afford to have a kid.
Yeah, and
there's no support for them.
Like my most cynical interpretation of like why this is happening right now is like. Making abortion illegal is how you raise the birth rate in a country where it's gotten so hard to have kids that like people cannot afford to anymore. And like, you know, because like I would okay, if you had like free childcare and were doing something about climate change, you know, and there was just like a support structure, I would have a kid. Like I absolutely would. Like the reason that I don't have a child right now is entirely like an economic decision. And there's a ton of people like that. Like almost like a lot of the millennial women I know are in that situation where they're like, that's kids are great, but I just don't, what would I do with them during the day? Like I have a job and you know, and I think that this is like their way of like forcing people to have babies while still
daycare is $18 an hour in this neighborhood.
It's so crazy.
It's like double more than minimum wage, but
I'm just imagining like the listener of our podcast who gets mad at this episode but then like forgets to pull out 3 months later and goes back to find all the abortion information.
Deletes
his one star review.
there was a great article about that that's from a really long time, and it's called The Only Moral Abortion Is My Abortion. And this journalist profiled a bunch of women who had abortions and they're still pro-life, and they all have a unique reason why their situation, it was
mattered.
Necessary. It was what had to happen.
Yeah.
And a ton of these pro-life fuckers, sorry, like to say fuckers or whatever, but a ton of them have had abortions. Like that's the thing, is like, it's not, they still personally, they're, you know, because there's always something about the situation. Oh, you know, I truly can't afford to have another child right now, or I have a health concern.
Wait, but do they act like murderers do? Like you know, who they go, like, I'm ashamed of what I did. I murdered someone. Do they do that? Because then that's kind of interesting. They're still wrong, but.
No, they defend it.
That's odd. They're like, no, my murder was cool.
They defend it and sometimes have even, like, cussed out the people that are providing them abortions during the abortion, during like the medical appointments, like for being baby killers.
And that's a fetish.
Yeah, it's really strange. I mean, you know, like one clinic in this article had to like take some action to like stop letting these type of people have abortions there because it was some kind of safety concern about like these people who are having an abortion are still like militantly, dangerously pro-life, and it's the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Deb was talking to like a friend
A friend of hers who's an SLP, and the girl's very pro-life, but she's pretty rational and like easy to talk to, and Deb is like friends with her, and she was like, you know, the problem is that, because I guess I want to talk about some of the misconceptions, because she was like, the problem is that some people just get abortions whenever they want. They use it as a form of birth control. And there's just something that like goes off in your head where you're like, I don't think that's happening. I don't think anybody's doing that.
No one's getting 12
abortions. Right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like...
Well, patrons of the Red Scare podcast.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think a lot of the people who...
Damn, we want that smoke.
Like a lot of the people who get abort, like, you know, to your point about like condoms and stuff, like a lot of people who, you know, like there's many people who are practicing like other forms of birth control, and like birth control does help. You know, I think a lot of people who are, you know, having like unwanted pregnancies, it's like with their husbands, you know, it's like, people, I mean, you're married, you don't usually wear a condom every single time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, I mean, there's all kinds of situations which you're going to have an
And the pill sucks dick. Like, the pill is the worst.
The pill is the
so
worst.
Many women.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
it's
just
like,
hell.
It has, like, horrible side effects.
Every girl I've ever been with who goes on the pill, I just watch them want to kill themselves. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just watch
really
them fall apart.
It's
sucks.
Really, really bad. It like I when I was on the pill, I think for like a year, and it was the most depressed I've ever been.
Oh, it's evil.
It's really
it's
bad for you.
Evil. Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like intentionally awful for you.
Yeah. I don't think it's like so. They keep. There's been, I think there's something in this rationale. It's like the technology actually exists for a male birth control pill, and it can't get FDA approved. And the reason is because for medicine of any kind to be approved, the potential health benefit has to outweigh the potential health risks, right? So
it makes your semen green, the male birth control.
For men, yeah, like there's no. Like, there's no danger. Like a man is in no physical danger from getting pregnant. So these side effects are like a not worth it kind of thing in terms of like the drug approval process. But for a woman who gets pregnant or anyone who gets pregnant, like pregnancy can absolutely fucking kill you and is actually very, very dangerous. So those side effects, you know, weight gain, depression, all this shit all of a sudden is like, oh, okay, well, that's less dangerous than carrying a baby to term, you know?
I do want to talk briefly about one of the most pro-woman world leaders on the stage today, and that is, of course, Vladimir Putin of Russia. Russia, you should know, despite all the propaganda you hear in the media, abortion is legal at the federal level. It's been since the Bolshevik Revolution. They briefly recriminalized it, then they legalized it. But when Putin came in, he actually, you know, they had this same thing where they're trying to get the birth rate up. And what they do in Russia, I looked this up, it blew my mind. They give you the equivalent of about 10 grand if you have a kid. So abortion is still legal, but they just give people money to try to get them to have kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's had kind of a negligible effect on the birth rate. But it's like, yeah, actually, people can afford to start a fucking family.
Yeah.
And that's what really pisses
me
off.
Well, that's funded by Adidas.
Imagine they give you $10,000 to have a kid and it disappears in what? 2 months. Easy.
Yeah. But
having a kid's not.
And you still got that fucking kid.
But having a kid's not that expensive.
No,
like
it's not.
A baby's
it's a little
not
more expensive than having two dogs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The childcare is really expensive.
The childcare is expensive.
Yes, that is impossible.
Yeah.
But like the equivalent plan on the Republican side is Marco Rubio is talking about new mothers can take 3 months out of their Social Security. So you get $700 a month, and then you have to retire 3 months later than you otherwise would. So you get a fucking loan to have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's no guarantee even that happens.
A $2,100 loan.
Exactly. He's going to feel stupid when I kill myself.
What about women who are trying to get pregnant with their man, and they're having difficulty, you know, and then, you know, how those women, they whatever, now, oh, my God, I have four kids. And you go, oh, I only want one of them. How's that work there? You know what I'm talking about?
What do you mean? Mm-hmm. Quadruplets?
No, you know when women try to get pregnant, artificial incentive, it's not, but...
What about, like, the Russian octomom?
Right? Like,
does she get
80
grand?
We're trying to get pregnant, but it's difficult, and
fertility,
so whatever,
yeah.
And then the fertility, and then what happens is you end up with, like, three kids sometimes.
No, that's very true.
And you have to pick. You go, I only want one of them, or I want two of them, or I want all three. Now, in a state like that, do you have to fucking take all three?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, no, that's actually, no, that's a really, really good point, is, like, you know, a lot of fertility treatment results in multiple pregnancies, and most people do not feel physically up for the task of having to carry 3, 4, 5 babies at the same time. Yeah. And I mean, it's really fucking dangerous. It's dangerous to it's dangerous to the babies to be in, you know,
exactly.
Like in that situation too. It's like higher risk of losing them all, you know, and so
demented.
Yeah, it's completely demented. And I think that, like, in terms of, like, you know, why they're doing this kind of shit, I think, like, these January 6th fucking absolute wackos, in my opinion, and, you know, these, like, Mike Pence type Christian zealots or whatever, like, the people in Congress, I don't think even really like or care about these people. Like, they've all paid for abortions. It's not a big deal. They know gay people. They're at the same fundraisers. It doesn't matter to them. But I think that, like, these people, these, like, real, real social conservatives, like, they're the ones who are, like, super on board with the pro-cop shit, with crushing the labor movement, and, you know, just, like, all the stuff that, you know, the ruling class wants to do economically. These people are...
Yeah, it feels like a scene.
Yeah.
It feels like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Like, you know, you put yourself in the mind of somebody who believes abortion is murder. Like, yeah, that would be an animating issue. You know, it would really get you fired up. Mm-hmm. And possibly there's no real way to bridge that divide. But what I would say is, like, if this country is not going to support, you know, mothers who want to have their babies, it's so fucking cruel and evil to again, as we said, throw them in prison for murder or kill them, as is going to happen. A lot of women are going to die because they're going to try to get black market abortions. Like, and, you know, again, this
isn't the number one cause of pregnant women homicide.
Yeah. It is.
It's just like guys that don't want the baby.
You're right. Jesus Christ. That's really true. It's really,
you think
really fucked up.
Black market abortions may be also getting a bad rap. Probably some are very good, right?
Okay.
No, think about that too, though, right? That's real.
Yeah, there's some black market.
That's like
abortion,
me sitting here going, like, buy government weed. I don't know.
I think that, okay, so I think that in terms of, like, the black market abortion thing, that'll still probably happen sometimes, but it looks a little different than it used to happen. That used to be, because now we have this abortion pill. So almost anyone who wants to be able to get an abortion pill will be able to get the abortion pill as long as you take it before 10 weeks. The problem is the a lot of the people that will die will be people who do not go to the hospital when they're having this like crazy hemorrhaging bleeding, because then they'll be in legal trouble. So they'll die from not being able to get medical care. And the other people that will die are people who, you know, the doctor will not provide, you know, the care in a life-saving situation, even if it's technically legal to do so. Or, you know, I mean, because, yeah, I mean, just for all the reasons we talked about, like, you know, a lot of the doctors just aren't gonna risk it, you know?
Yeah, that's I read an article. That's the situation in Brazil right now, is you can get 3 years in prison for having an abortion. So women will have to either go to a drug trafficker, you know, like the guy on the corner who sells weed will probably have, like, you know, abortion pills in his back pocket. Mm-hmm. Or they just go to a dark web, you know, website, whatever, one of those gray area sites where you can order drugs of all kinds.
Yep.
And as Kate was saying, you know, like, yeah, it's effective the majority of the time and safe and effective, but there are cases where, you know, women will be bleeding, they'll have health complications that they don't want to go to the doctor because you could end up in jail.
Yeah. Well, if you're a woman who needs to get a black market abortion pill, please email us outforsmokespod@gmail.com. Scott will gladly accompany you to meet the drug dealer, make sure that you're safe and okay. But so I guess is the plan with this, like, does the ruling class, do they just want their, like, their worker bees and military so bad that they, like, don't care how many people suffer? Like, is it, like, as simple as that?
I think that's definitely part of it, but I think that there's this other huge element to it, which is that, like, we've reached a point of, like, intense inequality, like, especially with the pandemic. It's been so accelerated. Like, people are doing so badly right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, the billionaires
see my crypto.
Yeah, I mean, the billionaires are, they made an amazing amount of wealth during the pandemic. But, you know, if you look at how everyone else is doing, there's people are starting to get very mad about the way that things are going. And so in the past few years alone, you've seen Bernie Sanders, you've seen, like, you know, all the George Floyd protests, people starting to burn targets and shit and police stations. And, you know, there's a resurgent labor movement right now. Like, Amazon is unionizing, Starbucks is unionizing. And, you know, it's the like fascist movement, like, that's when you reach like a point of crisis in capitalism like this, it's either going to be that the middle class, like January 6th type people, are allowed to do fascism and have their little police state, or you have people starting to agitate for socialism. And then, of course, when the ruling class has to pick between those two things, they're gonna throw the fascists what they want. Yeah.
Yeah. But do you feel like things can only get so bad? Like, things maybe have to get better at some point? I don't know. Maybe there'll be like some riots or some bloodshed, maybe.
I hope so. I mean, I don't think it's an inevitability that there'll definitely be bloodshed. I think is inevitable. But, like, you know, what happens, you know, like, after that? And, like, I think that, like, you know, it's it's an inevitability that things will, you know, progress into like a further state of crisis. But like, is it going to be like, you know, an organized movement of like workers who, you know, wants to like fight for everyone to have like a decent life? Or is it going to be these fucking wackos who want to like ban abortion and have, you know, all of these terrible laws against gay people and shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we should just mention, you know, so Plan B is different from the abortion pill. There was a New York Times article that explains the difference between Plan B and the abortion pill. But Plan B is, as of right now, legal in all 50
There's
states.
There's a New York Post article that says they're the exact same thing.
Really? That's so funny.
No,
the woke Plan B.
But yeah, so it's a Supreme Court case called Griswold v. Connecticut, which ruled that a ban on contraceptives is unconstitutional. And Clarence Thomas has said that
Clark Griswold.
All right, continue. I don't know.
Justice Clarence Thomas of the Supreme Court has said that he wants to revisit that. So it is potential that the Supreme Court could make birth control illegal. Like, I mean, I think, you know, there's probably a limit on how far they want to push, but people should understand, like, when I say the Supreme Court is an unelected legislative body, that's what it is. Like, it doesn't matter if the federal government passes, like, a federal law that legalizes abortion. The Supreme Court has just decided, like, we're just going to make up the fucking law.
Yeah.
They find in the Constitution, the First Amendment, that there's, like, a legal right to corporate bribery in elections. They threw out a Montana law that was 100 years old that forbade corporations to donate to political campaigns because they said it violated the First Amendment. So that's totally made up.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just something where it's like they're just going to kind of keep pushing, keep boiling the frog and see how far they can go. So we'll just have to we'll have to wait and see. But people should know for now you can get Plan B in all 50 states. It's just it's just the abortion pill.
No, different. You can get the abortion pill in all 50 states. It's not legal in the ones where abortion, but you can get it. And,
yes.
And you should if you need an abortion there. That's by far the safest way. And then if you have to go to the doctor, just fucking lie your ass off and say you had a miscarriage and never tell anyone.
Right.
Isn't it just crazy to see like guys on Twitter be like, well, maybe you should be responsible.
Yeah.
Like lecturing people on like how to fuck. Like there's a guy who's like he was a shitty comic and then he became like a Fox News guy.
Yeah.
But he was talking about how like he said something about like condoms. And it's like aren't you somebody who's supposed to love, don't you love freedom? Isn't that your whole thing? You love freedom and liberty and you're like, wear a condom. Like what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's next? A helmet on my bicycle?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's
liberal.
Well, and that's what's so weird about it.
What are you, a
it,
fucking liberal?
Is, yeah.
Excuse me, liberals.
Because they already had the ruling, you know, in the 70s. And so you go, oh, that's a freedom that we've obtained. Why would you go back? It does feel that way, you know?
Yeah, there's a history teacher I follow on TikTok, and she said this is the first time they've ever overturned something where, like, rights have been taken away.
Yeah, it feels like they've been taken away. I mean, where else is that? The right to not wear a seatbelt, I guess, but that wasn't, you know, it wasn't to not.
Yeah.
So. Well, that was the first step. We should have fucking drawn the line there.
Yeah. What, do you need a license to put toast in your toaster? Someone actually said that.
Libertarian guy.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. I loved it so much.
But I think, like, the only other thing I wanted to mention is just, like, this kind of issue on, as we were talking about, you know, women, particularly those with means, but hopefully, you know, there'll be funds to help other women. They can still travel out of state to get an abortion, but the potential next battleground would be essentially, like, a Fugitive Slave Act for abortions, mm-hmm. where states like Georgia might start trying to prosecute people for like conspiracy to murder if they go to California to get an abortion.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's no guarantee that will happen, but it does seem likely. And that's a real. I mean, you know, we're
Scott. You could be like the Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
Catholic women get abortions. Scott ends up on the $20.
Take it to LA to get an abortion, and you get a picture in front of the Hollywood sign. I know a great spot.
Yeah. You get to go on Alexis Guerrero's pizza tour.
But yeah, I mean, it is something where it's like we're as close to a civil war as we've been since the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God forbid, hopefully it doesn't happen. But this is a very dangerous time.
Yeah.
But,
and oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. But how would that work? Because does the military act like together, or would there be a split?
There'd be a split. Yeah. But it's it's a question of, you know, as of right now, Biden hasn't done anything about this, but he could, you know, like there've been discussion of like setting up abortion clinics on federal land. You
I
know.
Think he's secretly happy.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. I mean,
he's such a fucking loser.
I think the Democratic Party, for the most part, they just want to operate as a fundraising enterprise. Mm-hmm. So having a Republican Congress is actually good for them because they can just fundraise off that and they don't have to do anything. But, you know, like we'll see.
It's also a conversation that was had in the 70s that still feels like something they still give a fuck. Like that's my other issue with it. It's still these same faces that you see from, I mean, you know, early 90s. But it's like, God damn, why are we still seeing these people talk about these things?
I don't know. It's just so hard to enjoy your life these days.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, I think what's going to happen, like really what I think is going to happen is that like Democrats are so fucking pathetic right now. They're so cucked. This is a safe space for me to say that. Yeah, I can't say it on my own podcast, definitely. But so
let it out,
baby. Yeah.
Kate Willett went beast mode on
it. Yeah, they're a bunch of little bitches. But they, you know, they're not doing anything, not just like about this horrible thing, but it's like gas prices are so high, inflation is super bad, the Fed is talking about creating a recession to depress wages. They openly admitted that.
Yeah.
Like the next like couple years are about to be fucking horrible.
Huh?
And and like their Democrats are going to lose in November for sure.
You
like
think?
Really big. More so because of the gas and inflation stuff and the recession.
Sure. It's just basic like perception. It's you know, the average voter is just looking at it like, wow, things got, I mean, no matter who won, things were going to get worse because COVID happened.
Yeah, and so, things are way more expensive.
No matter who was
now.
In was fucked and it's going to go to the other side.
I mean, there are things that you could do. Like, I mean, if Biden was like, you know, like the child tax credit was really popular, you know, like you could give people like money and do programs that would like make people feel like you were doing something and make their lives better. And that would definitely be the right move, but they're not going to do it. And
they could at least be specific about what they're going to do or what they want to happen or something like that. They're not like everything's just very vague. And
I mean, they're a bunch of fucking liars, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like when like Warnock and Ossoff were running, the like big thing that they said was everyone's going to get a $2,000 check. And then they didn't do that.
Yeah.
Do you think that people, I mean, $2,000 is a lot of money. You think people forgot that you promised to give them a $2,000 check? No. You know, like, it's so stupid.
And they were so explicit about that.
They were so explicit. They made signs that said the words $2,000 check. And if you talk to like your average lib or whatever, they'll be like, actually there was one check for $600 under Trump. And then Biden issued another one to raise the total amount to $1,400. And it's just like, that's exactly the kind of person that everybody wants to punch in their fucking face. And I mean, the amount of just utter contempt that they have for, you know, working people is huge. And so, you know, people are either going to not vote at all or, you know, vote for Trump to own the libs and, you know, because they're weird Christians or whatever. So it's like,
and you could make the argument that Hillary Clinton is the one that got us here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that did, but I mean, I definitely
but let's blame the women. I think RBG and Hillary Clinton are kind of primarily responsible.
I mean, I love how nobody is, like, blaming Amy Coney Barrett, who, like, really is, like, one of, like, she is, like, a woman who made this. It's like, I saw this list that someone made. It had, like, 2,000 retweets, and they were like, you know who's responsible for this? And then it was just all these leftist podcasting women, like Katie Halper and stuff. Just like, man, I mean,
I think Sean was on one of those.
This one was all women. Responsible for it. Yeah, and then it was like, and none of the women responsible for it were Amy Coney Barrett, like the person who literally like signed the decision. But these libs are.
But then when they got Amy Coney Barrett, and like, didn't that bug you when the Democrats were just like, well, I hope the Republicans stay true to their, because that whole thing with Merrick Garland.
Oh yeah, no, it's so stupid. I mean, they're horrible, and I think that, like, I mean, I have utter contempt for these people, and I think that the like normal response is like utter contempt to like, yeah, they hate us,
just,
fuck them.
Yeah, because, you know? I just feel like that's like where I direct my anger, because it's like, you know, if a wolf like eats you, you kind of expect that.
Yeah,
but I don't know, the people who are supposed to protect you and advocate for you.
Yeah, no, it's really bad.
When they drop the ball.
Yeah. Someone compared it on Twitter. I thought was really an apt comparison. Is like the Republicans are the Uvalde shooter, and like the Democrats are the cops. You know. but didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you say they haven't been doing anything for working people, but have you been watching these January 6th hearings? I've been filling my gas tank with them.
Yeah, I've been crying red, white, and blue tears every single day. Every time I see Liz Cheney, I jack off.
Well, and the people
and I salute my TV.
It's so stupid because it's like the people that these... I mean, this is so dangerous because like the like Republicans... The January 6th thing, it's related because, like, in so many different states throughout the country, I think in, like, 37, they've made laws to make it more difficult for people to vote. The guy who is running for governor of Pennsylvania is, like, a January 6th insurrection guy, will not certify the election results if it's ever for a Democrat again. Like, there's actually these, like, you know, these QAnon shaman people or whatever, like, they're a fucking joke, but there's an actual, like, what they want to happen is happening, which is, like, there's a giant legislative movement to end democracy, not to be a lib, but that's what's going on, mm-hmm. you know? And so it is kind of, it is, if the Republicans take power again, which they will, going to be extremely hard to ever get rid of them, I think.
Mm. Yeah, we should mention there have been, you know, court injunctions that have blocked, you know, some of these abortion bans from going forward. It'll probably only last a couple weeks. So, you know, just get your raw dogging in now. Like, you can probably maybe get it in at the buzzer. But if you're listening to this, the clock's ticking. OK,
yeah.
I might have one more kid and get a vasectomy.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I think two is good.
Two's good. Yeah. Three is too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might try for a straight kid.
Well, is there anything else? Anything else we wanted to discuss before we let our guest plug her where she's at?
No. I mean, I, you know, okay. So this is another thing I read. Maybe we'll talk about it on the Patreon. But so Ro was the woman. Wade is the same dude who defended the guy who killed what's his face? Come on. The guy who killed Kennedy.
Oswald?
Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, the guy who killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby?
Yeah, wasn't he like his defender or some shit? It's the same dude.
I hadn't heard that.
I think that's true. I'll look into it and then we'll talk about it on the Patreon. Half-assedly.
That'd be so funny if we just look it up after this. It is totally
wrong. It's just
wrong.
Not true.
Not at all true.
Hop on the Patreon and find out.
Yeah.
That's who Wade is. He's the dude who represented him. Yeah. I think. We'll find out.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for doing this.
This has been so fun.
Thank you so much, Kate. Yeah. Where can people find you?
I have a podcast, Reply Guys, and it's on all the podcast places. I have a book on Audible called Dirtbag Anthropology. A bunch of stand-up online. Yeah, find me anywhere. I'm on Twitter.
Nice. Yeah, great Twitter follow as well.
Yeah. Yeah, if you need to know where you can get an abortion, just DM Kate as if she's some sort of Planned Parenthood clinic.
Just have, like,
DM me, I'll give you her cell.
I mean, who knows? Maybe some of these people on here are the men yelling at me. Maybe not. I don't think so. Usually I get yelled at by conservatives, liberals, and this group of people called Yimbies, which is a story for a whole other day. Yeah.
Yeah, our audience is misogynist, but in the most respectful way possible.
Yeah.
Not like really.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. No, they're wonderful people.
I'm sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right,
oh,
guys.
Check us out on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/sitdown/OutForSmokesPod. Sorry.
Out for smokes. There we go.
Just 20 more episodes before you start getting it.
Yeah. And we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.